DJ Scratch, you sick for this one. This one. New
York, come on. Down. If you from New York, stand up right now. If you from New York, hands up right now. Shit, hat to the back on my New York shit. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. Tim's with the shorts on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. Riding on the train on my New York shit. Burning in the club on my New York shit. Raising my mouth on my New York shit.
Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Tim's and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band stack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. Tailor made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York bitch? Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. You niggas know we deserve the props we get. Riding up in the range, I'm in my New York whip. International chicks on my New York dick. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. See how I kill them with my New York spit. Thanks to the boroughs, now I'm New York rich. The way I flood them thorough.
If you from New York, stand up right now. If you from New York, stand up right now. Get them up, get them up, get them, get them, get them up, get them up, get them up, get them, get them, get them up. Indeed, we are on our New York shit as we embark upon the road to WrestleMania. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the latest edition of Chair Shot. Oh, shit, Pod. Is war
done? Forgot what show you were doing. Good job.
Hey man, who asked you, motherfucker? Shit, God damn it. Pod is War is brought to you by the good folks at Chair Shot Radio Network in conjunction with Boom thechairshot.com. Always use your head. And use your heads you shall, and make sure you take your stinking asses to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your official chair shot merchandise and swag. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please, of course, my favorite shirt, the latest sensation that's sweeping the nation. Jesus did the job and his dad's the promoter. What better way to commemorate the reason for the season as Easter is upon us than to pick that one up and let everybody know where you stand and how you feel about that. There's also a lot of other great designs and t-shirts on the site. So again, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And we're also patrons now. So if you enjoy what we do here on Pod is More or Pod is War and all the other great content that we provide on a daily basis here at The Chair Shot, what better way to show you boys some love than become a Patreon? And there's certain tiers to it. Y'all know how this shit works, man. Just take yourselves to patreon.com/thechairshot. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please. Again, we are on the road to WrestleMania, and in order to navigate these waters, first and foremost, I am Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt, and I am joined by the one, the only, Mr. Andrew, a.k.a. shout out to him for not retweeting any Funkos the past week, but last.
See, I told you I wasn't going to. You a little faith. You thought I was going to do it anyway, but look, I have willpower. I have self-control.
Why don't you go holler at your man, Patrick, because he's still flooding my timeline.
No, that's Greg's man. Greg's got to keep him under control. You know, it's his co-host. It's like his life partner. They're partners in crime. However that fucking
thing works. Life partner. Do they, like, circle jerk each other when nobody's looking? Like, is that what you're saying?
From a distance, though, because I think Pat's still in Massachusetts and Greg's in Arizona. So it's long-distance lovers. That's what it is.
I thought you were supposed to bring the crackers.
I brought the cheese. Cheese whiz.
Wow. Cheese whiz. Man, how'd that happen? Also, we're joined by Mr. Moderator himself. Put your hands together and show your love for the one, the only, Mr. PC Tunney.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Also, a.k.a. Count Chocula.
Back on that Transylvania shit.
Yes. I want to suck your blood.
What stinky dinky. So
hated it.
So how's everybody doing this evening, by the way?
I'm fairly middling.
Yeah, I think we're a little delirious because of how something started, and I don't mean the guy who books for ROH. But yeah, I guess we're okay. We're getting there.
We are getting there. We kind of got off to a fucked up start. I have to shoulder some of that blame, but, you know, it is what it is.
You don't have to break the fourth wall too hard. It's fine. Don't worry. Not going to throw you under no bus.
I don't know why, because I would straight throw your ass under the bus.
I know you would. I know you would. But you see, if you saw my tweet, which I know you did because you responded to, I am fully supporting you in whatever endeavors you're partaking in later this week. So that's not how a supportive partner works. Patrick and Greg know nothing about this.
But let me just say again, let me reiterate, if you have a
you
problem,
could use me and DPP as a better example.
You're right. I should have went there.
Yeah, that would work out better, especially with the name DP. So yeah, that actually would have worked out a lot better.
DPPC. Ooh,
that's a lot of P's, man. Like, what do all those P's stand for?
Ask R. Kelly.
Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Anywho. The thoughts and opinions expressed by Christopher Platt do not necessarily represent those of
TheChairShot.com. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Why you make me sound like an 80s game show host, man?
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Let's flashback to the late 19th century.
Well, let's take it back further than that. Let's go back to the 18th century. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I'm taking the Wayback Machine to 1 million BC. Ooh, chair. Head. Always. .com. Now I'm thinking of like the Geico commercials.
Yeah, now we're going to get sued by the caveman from the Geico commercial. He's going to come up like the SNL skit of, I'm just an unfrozen caveman lawyer, but I know this is copyright infringement.
Wherever that I go,
there's always something to remind me of another place in time.
Let's not act like that song.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Let's take it back to before the evolution.
Oh, boy. Why do monkeys sound like Vince McMahon?
There's something there, by the way. I'm just not willing to flesh it out.
I'm glad you're not, you know, expounding upon that thought. That's good.
I'm just happy that we're comparing white folks to monkeys. We've come somewhere as a society in 2019. That's progress in my book.
Sure.
Hey, man, I take what I can get, goddammit.
Okay, that works. I'll give it to you.
I take what I can get. Come on now.
I can respect it. That's good. Now, so, since we're starting in such a wonderfully lucid place at the moment, do we have a question one, or this is going to be like pot is freestyle?
It's kind of going to be pot is freestyle. You guys can't hear this, but everybody else can.
SmackDown Live is the house that AJ Styles built.
And indeed, SmackDown Live is known right now as the house that AJ Styles built. But gentlemen, that house, the foundation for that house has been, you know, put together by a lot of people in the past. Randy Orton to be one of them. Give me your thoughts on this matchup of matchups, if you think on the all-time spectrum.
Well, first and foremost, SmackDown is the house that The Rock built. Like, it's literally The Rock show. So, you know, everybody, I'm just saying, hey, everybody...
Stick it up with AJ, okay? Leave me the fuck out of it.
I'll take it up with AJ. I'll take it up with Randall Orton as well. Like, it is what it is. That's funny, man. A total kayfabe here, or a total shoot here. I didn't know we were going to start with this particular feud. I'm enjoying it. And, you know, one of the things that I've said is that, you know, the promos leading up to this WrestleMania have been fire AF. And this is one of the ones that I thoroughly enjoy. Like, last week, I went back and rewatched SmackDown. Well, I rewatched certain promos. I rewatched the New Day Vince McMahon promo, and I rewatched this promo as well between Randy Orton and AJ Styles. And they were spitting fish grease. Like, this, at this particular point in time, like, if they wanted to flip the title off of Daniel Bryan and put it on to AJ or Orton, and this was one of the main events heading into Mania, I would totally be here for that. Like, I've enjoyed this program that much, boss.
You know, I'm pretty sure you're expecting me to shit on it somewhere, but I can't.
But you're an Orton guy. But you're an Orton guy, though, so you're not going to shit on it because it's a motivated Orton. So you have nothing to shit on.
It's so wonderful when Randy Orton is motivated, isn't it? Like, he's such a different person. Like, his promos are better. And I don't know about you and how you felt that promo last week went, but as soon as AJ tried to check him with the knockoff diamond cutter. And then Orton just kind of gave him that look and be like, oh, so you and your friends don't knock off anything? And just kind of did the too sweet sign, looked at it, then showed it to AJ, and didn't say a damn word after that. Like,
I popped so hard for that, man.
Oh, I did too. I was just like, the look on his face, like, what did I find here? Like, I'm like, what the? Even AJ, like, broke a little bit on that back and forth. He's like, okay. You got me. That was fucking good. But, like, such a good promo. Randy Orton is so good when he gives a shit. And I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm glad we're not going to get any more of that fucking Bray Wyatt fucking slide projector on the fucking mat kind of bullshit match. We're actually going to get a good fucking match.
Hopefully. How you know, though, that they're not going to do that again? Like, during the match, AJ pulls out, like, I don't know. He's Southern, so, like, you know, pictures of the Confederate flag or some Southern fried chicken or, you know, a white woman in a bikini holding a AK or AR-15 or some shit like that. Like, he might pull that shit out. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
No, you know what it is? It's going to be, instead of the phenomenal forearm, because Randy's probably just going to counter that into an RKO, it's going to just be the phenomenal MAGA hat. He's just going to throw the hat in there out of nowhere, and Randy's not going to know what to do. And then he's going to get caught. That's what it is. And then AJ can thank Trump for his win, and that brings Trump back to WWE. There we go. It's all full circle.
Yeah, but how does that work in this particular feud? Because these are two MAGAs.
We don't necessarily know that. You're most likely correct.
We don't necessarily know that word.
We don't necessarily know that they're both MAGAs. We know that they're probably both Republican, but there's a big difference. It's not like every Republican isn't MAGA and every Democrat isn't a liberal hippie psychopath. Or snowflake.
Well,
is that fair to say?
Well, you're if that's the argument that you're trying to make, I feel like most liberals are racist as fuck too. I'm looking at you, Bill Maher. So that you know, that argument, like, I feel what you're saying, but that's okay, not really you. The argument that's going to.
But that's the generalized kind of perception on things. Like, everybody thinks the right loves Trump and the left loves, you know, weed and whatever. You know, minority that benefits their angle, you know, is in distress. That's kind of what they do. They placate, and the right is all about just being a bunch of racist, bigoted, crazy pricks. That's usually the generalization.
From a kayfabe aspect, I understand what you're saying. So I obviously can't disagree with what you're saying. I'm just saying I think everybody's racist. So fuck everybody. I'm just saying.
I agree with you. There's a lot of gray. So that's why when you bring up the whole they're both probably MAGA, that's why I say I don't know if they're both MAGA. I'm pretty sure they're both Republican or lean to the right side. But I can't really say every Republican is a Trump supporter.
By the way, I'm trying to get that over, by the way. Like, in our household, I say that about people. I use the M word. Like, some... in words. You know what I mean? Like, that's how, yeah, that's what we do.
So that's just your insult? Like, that motherfucker's MAGA over there?
I wouldn't even necessarily call it an insult. It's just more of a descriptive adjective.
But it's also a little assumptive, depending on the situation.
Did you say adjective or adjutant?
I don't know what the fuck I said, but you know what the fuck I meant.
Close enough. He ain't Kevin Nash. He doesn't say, look at the adjective.
I know he said adjective. I meant it as it could be construed either which way.
Words. So you're just going to bury your star right there, huh? That's what we're doing. That's how we're going to get this show over.
I wasn't trying to get anything over except myself. Just a little dropping, a little, you know, punny dropping. Punny tunny.
Punny tunny dropping.
Not like pulling for either side, except for myself.
All right, moderate. But so where do you see the placement of this match on the card? Because the way that I look at Mania cards, number one, they're 13 hours long now. But I feel like every hour of Mania has a main event. You know what I mean?
Sure. And this is probably going to come somewhere in the middle. Granted, there's 17 matches.
Yeah, somewhere between 5 and 14, you'd say?
Yeah, but no, there's going to be like 3 or 4 on the pre-show because that's 2 fucking hours long. So that's going to have at least one of the battle royals, if not both of them, and 1 or 2 other matches. So let's just say there's 14 matches. I'll say it goes on 6 or 7, depending on if they want it to kind of hype up the crowd before a shitty one that most people don't care about, or, you know, where we're going with that one. But yeah, I'll say 6 or 7. Because Miz and Shane should probably kick the show off.
Wow, okay. I wouldn't go there. I would go with something that's going to kind of heat the crowd up. Now, what that is fuck if I know. I wouldn't necessarily start with Miz and Shane, but I feel you. Like, we've done this before. What was it? Shane and AJ Styles, they started off.
Correct.
Yeah, Mania a couple of years ago. So yeah, I see why you say what you say, but that wouldn't necessarily be the way I would go.
Okay, what do you see as the opener on the main card?
Ugh, I have no clue.
Kofi and I'm
yeah. Oh, that would be fucked up.
Unless you know what they do, like 30, and they have like a place in kind of match for Kofi. And that's the opener, is that it's like him versus God knows who, Sheamus or something like that. And if he wins that, then he's thrown into the main event scene.
Well, we don't know what's going on with the Intercontinental title. And we don't even necessarily know what's going on with the U.S. title. So matches.
We do. That was announced. It might have been after you fell asleep. But Ray and Dominic, who is like 2 Rays right now, came onto the screen.
Dominic is big as fuck.
Like, I know. That's why he said he's 2 Rays right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Ray need to like holler at his wife and be like, "Hey, man, how often was the mailman in our household?"
Ray is short, but he's got a long stroke. That's how it works, and that's just what that worked for him. But no, Ray apparently has the U.S. match against Joe at Mania,
so I could see that starting off, or I can see a jumbled, convoluted match for the Intercontinental title, which is the match that gets everybody on the show. Well, so I can see one of those starting off.
IC is probably going to be Balor and Lashley.
Right? I was about to say it right, PC. You have a gimmick.
Intercontinental.
There we go. Thank you.
So we couldn't see Braun in that mix?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
He already said that he's going to be in the Battle Royal because he wants everybody to get these hands because he's mad.
Plus, he's got to deal with Michael Che and Colin Jost.
Oh, yeah, that's Jesus. A problem.
Don't remind me.
We all have to deal with them because they're about as funny as a heart attack. Fucking
Michael
shit.
Che is actually funny when he's not, you know, pandering to white folks. Like, Michael Che can actually be funny. Colin Jost,
Would you have more respect for Colin Jost, Platt, if you knew that he was... I don't know if he still is, but he used to be banging Scarlett Johansson.
Frankly, yes.
Kind of figured. Know you well.
Yeah, frankly, yes. Okay, fair enough. Colin Jost. Shout out to Colin Jost.
He's just trying to play a heel for the first time in his life, man.
I salute you, sir. He's a horrible heel, clearly.
It looked like it was the first time he tried to act his entire fucking life. Like, that was fucking awful. Fucking terrible garbage. This is why people don't really watch SNL anymore. Fucking shit.
So does that pretty much wrap up our AJ Styles getting a new contract conversation?
Yeah, somehow we ended it on Saturday Night Live.
I didn't even know that's where the fuck we were going. You didn't even bring that shit up at all. Like, shout out to AJ getting a new contract. Yes, you didn't say that.
Started it off.
And AJ, man.
The fucking, this is the house that AJ Styles built, even though
he didn't literally say the words, AJ Styles has received a new contract.
When did you need to be lead around by the fucking dick? I thought you were the MVP. You need someone to hold it while you MVP? What the fuck is this?
Hey, man, everybody got a part to play, goddammit, and I would appreciate it if a motherfucker puts the ball on the goddamn tee.
So I can knock him
out. This is slow pitch, motherfucker. It's not T-ball. Grow the fuck up.
Pot is war. Pot is war. Pot is war. You need somebody to hold it while you MVP.
Both of you. Shit. So, Belaz, you sure as shit didn't bring up AJ Styles getting a new contract. I didn't see you talking about that.
Since when do we ever stay on topic? I go with the free flow of a... of stream of consciousness and where we go with the conversation. It keeps it more organic.
I got your organic.
Well, just to wrap this up, we think AJ got 3 years. He's not going to All Elite. He's staying in WWE. You guys ready to move on to topic two?
And he was never going anywhere anyway, man. This dude got like 18
kids. No, you had your chance. Stop. You had your chance.
Shut up! Just my MVP. And whoever else. Shit. God damn it. Fuck. Shout out to AJ. Making that Mike Trout money.
WrestleMania is 20 days away. And it's where I will compete for the last time. No, thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank the McMahon family for allowing me to pick my opponent for my farewell match. There are so many superstars I would love to face, but there's only one that I want to beat. And he is the man that has made my life a living hell since I've been the general manager of Monday Night Raw. That man is Baron Corbin.
Gentlemen, we just heard Kurt Angle tell the crowd in Chicago that he's announcing his last match at WrestleMania. Big thank you, Kurt, from the crowd. And then when he announces that his last match is against Baron Corbin, gigantic boos. Now, I understand that they're getting the reaction that they want from the fans, but me personally, this is more of like my decision to sit on my hands when I went to a Raw and Right to Censor came out, as if I'm just saying, I'm not going to cheer you, I'm not going to boo you, I just don't believe in this. So my sentiments on Baron Corbin facing Kurt Angle have really nothing to do with how I actually feel about Baron Corbin and what he can do in the future. I just don't understand why it really fucking matters whether or not Kurt Angle puts over Baron Corbin. But to me, it would have mattered a lot more if Kurt Angle would have at least faced someone like he just faced Chad Gable, because they're both in the Olympics, or Shelton Benjamin, because they have a past, or John Cena, who has nothing to do at WrestleMania right now. Gentlemen, talk me
Curtis!
Off the ledge. Talk me off the ledge.
Curtis! The cowboy from Pee Wee's Playhouse? Lawrence
Curtis!
Fishburne? Lawrence Fishburne. Is that where you're going? No? Okay.
No, that's not where I was going.
I'm just checking, you know. Pee Wee was the shit when I was a kid, and Cowboy Curtis.
Dottie, I'm a loner.
Connect
the dots.
La 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 la. connect the dots.
Okay. Well, this is fucking fuck. All right, well.
That's our title.
I've got an answer for this to talk you off the ledge. I've got the answer to talk you off the ledge. Actually, very simple.
But go ahead and say
it. It's going to be a Vince Russo swerve time where nobody likes it. Everybody hates it. They hit that point so hard on Raw where Corbin was showing off that he's got his WrestleMania match and he's going to retire Angle and yada, da, 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 and his bigger boat fucking tweet. No, Angle's going to squash him in a minute or two, and then we're going to get a real match. That's exactly what it is. Like, there is no way Baron Corbin's going over Kurt Angle at WrestleMania, and it's just going to continue to kind of emasculate Baron or whatever it is that they're trying to establish with he thinks he's hot shit and he's really just a fucking pile of shit. And that's kind of where I hope this goes, because they just hit the beats too fucking hard on Raw, and they really tried to make it seem like this is what's happening, and then you know it's probably not, because that's what WWE likes to do. Platt, how do you feel about it?
Listen, folks, I understand the announcement when Kurt Angle first announced that he was going to have his retirement match at Mania. We let our imaginations run wild, brother, and I understand why the announcement of Baron Corbin is so underwhelming, but this is the story that they've been telling the entire time, folks. It's not my fault you didn't see it. Like, ever since the Raw Superstar Shakeup and Corbin went to Raw and, you know, he played his constable role, which was the best shit that Baron Corbin has ever done in wrestling, point blank, period. But this is the story that they've been telling this entire time. Now, granted, they didn't tell it very well, but it's still the story that they've been telling. So I can't be mad at them for trying to play this out, because one of the complaints that WWE faces is that they don't do a good job with their storylines. And, you know, things happen and things don't make sense and things get convoluted and yada, yada, yada. I mean, this is a long-term storyline that they've been playing out for quite a while now. So if they want to play it out, okay, play it out. You know, I would have chosen a better opponent for Kurt Angle to say goodbye with, but this is the storyline that they've been telling for quite a long time. Like, other than the Miz and Shane McMahon thing, this is the longest storyline that they've played out. So, all right, what if?
Yeah, what you said is not wrong, because, yeah, it's been the story for a while, and Corbin was the reason why Angle went on vacation, and, you know, Corbin did his whole kind of thing. I get it. I do get it. But nobody wanted it, and nobody wants it now. And it's mostly because of what you said, where it's just bad storytelling, because they kind of sort of butted heads again when Angle kind of came back and screwed Baron against Braun and all this other shit, where they've kind of been sort of involved in one another's storylines, which you could have also taken as, all right, that's tying up the story. We're done. Angle got his revenge or whatever the fuck it was. Then they take like 2 or 3 weeks off, and then suddenly somebody hates Kurt Angle, or suddenly Baron's little group with Lashley and Drew is back together, then they're apart, then they're together, then they're apart. They came together and apart almost as much as the Shield did in the last couple months. So it's just really shitty storytelling, and nothing about Baron Corbin is captivating in the least bit. Like, as much as I hate Charlotte, and I mean that as in, I'm not a huge fan of her in-ring work. She's fine. She's not the best thing in the fucking world. Her promos are painful most of the time. But at least she has presence. Like, I don't hate her on the screen. She just does not enunciate her diction. The way she pontificates through a promo is painfully bad most of the time. She's gotten better. I'll give her that one, like the last couple. But there's so many issues I have with Charlotte. But at least she has presence where
Watch your mouth, man. There will be no Queen Charlotte slander on these airwaves.
Slander, accusations. Fuck, she's not the best thing. She's not the best woman in the WWE right now.
Wow. Oh, but she is, my friend.
Like, she's not.
Is. She's coming
into her and Sasha both trip through promos, but at least Sasha puts on better matches and knows her character.
you know what? And I don't understand your what is your hate with Charlotte? Like, you have literally the whole time that we've been doing this show, however many episodes.
She's clumsy. She's not very good in the ring. She doesn't sell well. It takes her fucking 10 months to do a fucking moonsault that she misses 80% of the time. It's painful to watch her go through the motions. There is nothing convincing about her character or her selling in the ring. That is the problem. There is a giant disconnect, except, when she's a heel, she's just the queen bitch. Wow, that's hard.
You know different. Who else, you know
Alexa
who else was clumsy?
So much better.
You know who else was clumsy and didn't sell well in the ring? Hulk Hogan. And he made more money than damn near anybody, so suck my dick. I'm not going to stand here and
watch
the queen get slandered.
Hulk?
I'm just impressed that Balls actually watches WWE, considering how much he hates it.
Jesus fucking Christ. You know what?
He watches. He doesn't watch.
WWE. Oh, really? What don't I watch?
He watches Hillsuke. He watches Asuka.
Oh, really?
Number one,
SmackDown.
Why is it a bad word to enjoy Japanese wrestling? Because lots of people love to throw that as an excuse. Or, if it was in the Tokyo Dome, you'd give it 27 stars.
Whoa. No one said anything about anything else but you hating WWE. You brought Japan into this.
You brought Japan into the conversation.
All they said is you hate WWE, and you brought Japan into the conversation. Period. End of story.
Really? That's how we're doing? You can run this back. Granted, you'll edit it out because you have the edit powers. So that's how that one works. But, I saw where this is leading. But no, there's absolutely no fucking reason for this. Charlotte is not that good. If you want me to actually tell you who I think the best woman in women's wrestling right now is, guess what? She's not Asian. It's Tessa Blanchard.
Oh, God, please. Get the fuck out of here.
Let's
not do this.
At least
today.
She knows to give a promo and wrestle. Charlotte could take some fucking pointers.
I don't think Charlotte is the best woman in WWE, but that's the one that they hitch their wagon to, and there's a lot to hitch your wagon to. And it's a beautiful thing to see her kind of come into her own as a character. Like, she's a Flair now. Like, she stepped up her wardrobe game. She's had some work done. She's, you know, I've talked about it on these airwaves. She's damn near a snack at this particular point in time. And the fact that she's banging a Mexican and walking around on Twitter with Ingobernable's hats on, like, that
who's
endears
she,
me to her as well.
Who's she dating?
Andrade.
Who's she dating?
Andrade.
Oh, really?
He's got no rest of his name. He's got one name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which is weird, because I feel like him and Zelina Vega, like, it's funny. I feel like they should swap places. Not necessarily saying that Charlotte Flair and Aleister Black make sense. Zelina Vega and Andrade just look so goddamn cute together.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah. That's what this show should be. This show should be like Entertainment Tonight for WWE.
It should.
This week we saw Andrade and Charlotte out at dinner in New York.
So Entertainment Tonight and TMZ? Somebody has to like chase them down with a fucking camera? Andrade, how do you feel about banging the white girl?
Andrade, what did you have for dinner? Oh, okay, great.
Charlotte.
That's you.
Charlotte Flair, or Ashley Flair.
Woo! I mean, actually say woo all night long. Okay, thank you.
Do you think when Charlotte orgasms, she goes woo?
No, because no, that's her father's thing. That's bad.
So you think when he orgasms, he goes woo?
No, that's her father's thing. That'd be weird.
So he orgasms, he goes. With a tear in my eye.
No, he goes.
This
he goes.
Is
he goes.
Greatest feeling of my life.
No, I got it. I figured it out. He takes the condom off, throws it on the ground, and then he elbow drops the condom. That's how he finishes his move.
Are we talking about Andrade still or Flair?
We're talking about
Flair.
Are you talking about Flair?
Well, he doesn't have a coat to take off, so I guess a raincoat is the second best thing.
You don't tell me what camera to look at. I'm the president of the United States of America.
Woo! Christ. So, yeah. Yeah, what the fuck was the topic?
Sounds like we're going into topic number three. Y'all heard it right there. The Young Bucks Super Kick Party. Love that intro. Gentlemen, they capture the AAA Tag Team Championships. It's up for debate. There are a lot of hot tag teams. Well, no, I mean, there's a lot of hot tag teams, but there's only so many elite tag teams. And personally, I'll take the Usos for my money's worth. But gentlemen, talk to me about the Young Bucks. Making some more history, I would assume that's what you could call this.
I saw a lot of people get upset because some gringos won the AAA tag team titles, and y'all don't understand that this is a setup to add some heat and add some flames to the match that they're going to have with the Lucha Brothers at the next All Elite event coming up in, was it May?
Correct.
Out of Vegas. Was it Double or Nothing? Is that what they're calling it? Right.
Correct.
That's what they're calling it, right? Yeah. Yes. So that's all this is, man. This is an opportunity to add heat onto that fire. And you know, that's what this is. So the fact that people were, like, literally upset because some white guys won the AAA tag team titles, it's a work, bro. You're getting worked, brother.
Well.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, there's no other way to put it. Like, the Bucks kind of came in after Pentagon and Phoenix won the match and then kind of had the impromptu match, got the belts off of them real quick, and then there's going to be an obvious rematch. It's fine. It's all working towards something, so Double or Nothing isn't just all into Electric Boogaloo, you know what I mean? Like, so...
Hi. Nada, 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 nada. I'm break dancing with a broom right now. Y'all just can't see it.
Did you randomly pull the cardboard out of nowhere like they used to in the movies? Like, the cardboard would just appear and it's like, I gotta go now.
You don't keep just random cardboard lying around the house in case a dance battle breaks out?
I mean, listen, I do, but I live in Trenton. I thought that was why.
Shout out to Family Guy, because that happened and Cleveland came out and he just pulled some fucking cardboard out of nowhere and started break dancing.
It's perfect. But yeah, this is just to add some weight to the match that they have at Double or Nothing.
And people would rather hear me go wow, wow, boom, 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 than hear you talk.
I mean, if you want to do this much longer, maybe your ass should wake up in time.
That's a low blow.
Just saying, like, it's getting late and I really don't feel like doing this till 1 a.m. So but yeah, so you're right, it's a work, it's to add some weight to Double or Nothing. People that are complaining are just the people that complain that the Young Bucks ruin everything and something about purity and placating towards the elite because they're the hot thing. So who cares? That's what WCW made their fucking bones off of them, why they were fucking, you know, in the lead for 83 fucking weeks, because they placated. They fucking went to the people who were spending money. Like, oh, you like the NWO thing? We're going to give you all of this. Look, we're on number one. So it's the same fucking thing. Who gives a shit? It's how business runs. You don't just go, no, I'm not going to bring the draw over because, you know, some small sect of people might get upset. Let's continue to give it to, you know, Paco and Jorge over there.
Paco and Jorge. Jesus Christ, you really had to go there. Paco and Jorge.
I haven't had to edit anything yet.
Except Paco for and Jorge. Jorge. Jesus Christ, man. Oh,
fuck you, no, I'm not going to do
how
it.
How do you know other people's names aren't Paco and Jorge?
You're the Fedora Punto Pichu Bogotos.
Hey, Bendejo, silencio.
I just called you bitch-ass mustache, so settle down.
Shut your bitch-ass mustache up. Shut your bitch-ass mustache up.
Huevo head.
El Chico would have been proud of me.
Cállate la boca.
Oh, Chico would be proud. Chico.
Cállate la boca!
No.
Cállate la boca! Amber, or Andrew, say something.
No.
Cállate la boca!
Go number four.
Wait. Before we leave this, we're on tag teams. I just have one question, and you know, try to keep it quick here. But I feel like that women's tag team titles, if we can just go back to that a little bit. Do we see that being like a four team match, right?
Yeah, that shit whack, man.
Also known as a clusterfuck, yeah.
Yeah, that shit whack, man. It's all a way to get a lot of whip
up guard. I'm glad I brought it up. I'll just edit it out, so be quiet so we can go on to the next
time. Cállate la boca!
The New Japan Cup 2019 expands from 16 to 32 competitors.
Tetsuya Naito will chase his dream of winning the coveted IWGP Heavyweight Championship for a second time.
Only one will emerge victorious.
Kota Ibushi plans to stop him cold in his tracks.
It starts with a bang when Tetsuya Naito faces Kota Ibushi in first round action.
He's got all the momentum.
Oh! All new New Japan Pro Wrestling, Friday on Access TV.
We just heard the plug for Access TV. New Japan, you're going to be able to see the match between Tetsuya Naito and Kota Ibushi. There's so much more going on over in Japan. You got All Japan, you got Noah, Andrew Belaz, Mr. Japan himself. We got like the triple. That's not where I was going, but.
and Paco and Jorge needs to be edited.
Cállate la boca!
It just feels like. Three things at once. It's like a triple play. It's like a triple crown. It's like a sensory overload. You know, you almost feel like you hope that at work they didn't like banish you from Japanese websites so you can watch that while you're at work, you know?
And that is how I watch most of them because work doesn't understand Japanese websites, but I do. And I like the triple crown thing.
Because those are the only Japanese websites you go to at work. Okay.
I don't have an office, sir.
I butt chug salt water all the time.
Thanks, bud.
You could have get viruses on the work computers, man.
But the Triple Crown one was good. The Triple Crown was good since it's actually the world title in All Japan. So you really brought that around nicely. Good job. I'm proud of you. But yeah, so All Japan just had a big show. For their Dream Power Series finale. Violence Giants got the tag belts back off of a big Japan wrestling team. And I'm not going to say the name of the team because it's going to be way too easy for both of you to have fun with.
No, go for it. You better say it. You got to say it now.
You want to? Yes, so Violence Giant beat...
Say it again. Whoa.
Violence Giant is the good one that I was okay with saying. That's
Violence Giant.
And the team they beat from Big Japan is known as Strong BJ.
There we go!
It was such a fucking lob! It's
Violence Giant defeated Strong BJ.
That sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen. That sounds like a felony waiting to happen.
That's why I was trying to, you know, circumvent the name, but no, you wanted me to say it.
Let's take a live look in right now at the Violence Giant. He is currently suffering from a Strong BJ, but it seems he will indeed defeat said Strong BJ. Violence Giant takes on the Strong BJ and defeats it.
Well, I can't speak for you, gentlemen, but after a Strong BJ, I'm ready for that.
I mean, they were all exhausted. It was a good match.
Yeah, I can imagine. I bet.
But yeah,
I'm sure I'm sure Mr. Belaz, when the match came to fruition, the Violence Giant, the violent, the. You say that 10 times fast. The violence giant felt a very, very strong release.
See,
this is the issue. You can't play Howard Cosell and flub your lines, because Howard Cosell's whole gimmick was he was an intellectual, and you're flubbing your lines. Like, you're fucking up the gimmick.
You're not my dad. Don't tell me what to do.
All right. So with All that. Right.
Yes, because I have hair.
With that.
So I have.
With that, New Japan, we've kept coverage on thechairshot.com. Round two finished up a day or two ago, and the quarterfinals should be starting up soon, depending when you're listening to this. And, you know, we've got some interesting stuff. Zack Sabre did actually beat your boy, Kota Ibushi.
God damn it, really?
He did.
Fucking and Superman?
And
beat Kota?
Yeah. Sabre is now 6-0 in the New Japan Cup, because he swept it last year, and he's so far making his way through, and that should be interesting, because Sonata beats Suzuki.
I'm counting, because I had Kota Ibushi Kota winning that whole goddamn thing, man. I didn't expect to fucking Michael Phelps.
I had Suzuki winning the whole fucking thing, and he lost to Sonata, so it's going to be Sonata.
Who cares?
Does that make him like a Ryan Lochte?
Bam Bam Colt Cabana.
Nobody cares what you think.
Well, Cabana made the quarterfinals and Kota Ibushi didn't.
With the flying asshole? You
think Cabana boy made the quarterfinals?
Huh?
Did he win with the flying asshole?
Colt Cabana made the quarterfinals and not Ibushi. That's what I said.
Did he win with the flying asshole?
No, he won with the Superman.
Oh, it would have been more fun if he won with the flying asshole.
Did he throw up on somebody's penis in order to get the W?
No, that's Priscilla Kelly and Joey Ryan. Cabana's goofy, but I don't think he's quite that bad. I've never seen it be that bad. Tani, you follow ROH and Cabana a little closer. Is he Joey Ryan levels of cringe at any point?
Do you guys want a side story for me and Cole Cabana?
Ooh, go.
Or Platt, do you want to tell the Hardcore Hudman Cole Cabana story?
No, go ahead. I didn't know there was a Hardcore Hudman Cole Cabana story, so please continue. Oh, there is a Hardcore Hudman Cole Cabana story. God damn it, there is. But no, let's hear your story.
Well, all right, I'll tell mine now, and then you tell yours on Pod Is More.
Perhaps.
All right.
That's a good hook to get people to tune in and sign up for the patreon.com/thechairshot.
So I went to a Fans Bring the Weapons match, and Colt Cabana was there.
God.
So I brought a mannequin arm, and it was one of those realistic ones with the fingers that it could all put in different positions and everything. So, like, I tucked my right arm into my hoodie, and then I had my mannequin arm in my sleeve tucked into my pocket so you couldn't see it when I walked in. So I got in, and I walked right over to the Colt Cabana table, and I was like, hey, Colt Cabana, high five! And I pulled out the mannequin arm and slapped him. He slapped high five with a mannequin arm.
That's funny. Yeah. That's a good one. That's good.
And then they took it away.
Really, though, if we're trying to entice people to sign up and pay for our Patreon, the story that I should tell is the Hardcore Hudman Teddy Hart story.
Oh,
isn't that the one that you can't tell, though?
I think statute of limitations.
It's partially now, see, told that on should our be early one of those of ones Chair where Radio or a later episode of DWI.
That needs to be in once we get X Patreons, you will tell the story of Hardcore Hudman and Teddy Hart.
That's true. That's one of the ones when we get some people that want to actually have us come out and do like live podcasts and shit like that. That's probably a story that I need to tell at that particular point.
Well, that's a bit much. I just meant more like 25 or 50.
Where are we at? Are we at the Patreon level where we're going to tell the Dalton Castle bathroom story yet or no?
No.
Say that with 15?
10.
When did we get to 15? I thought we were at like 3.
We were at 3, but I thought Tunney said the Dalton Castle story was 15, but I could be wrong.
Oh, when we got to 15, he would tell the story. Yeah, that's fair.
10.
Oh, 10?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're that far yet.
We're not.
Let's find out. No, we're still at 3.
This is sad. This is sad.
Well, damn, way to bury us, PC. Goddamn.
Goddamn, motherfucker! Thank you, Jim Cornette. But anyway, So screw Okada
you, screw moved you, that forward. Scaffolding was 20 feet in the sky. I blew up all of my knees.
Okada moved forward. Tanahashi moved forward. All right. So, Platt, since Sabre beat your boy, he's got Tanahashi next. Who wins that?
Fuck, man. That's a good question. I guess I have to go with Tanahashi because it's Tanahashi. But goddamn. So let me ask you this, boss. What matches? I know the winner of this tournament is going to face Jay White at the Ring of Honor New Japan Super Show that's happening Mania weekend. Yes, I know. That's why I said it. But other than that, what matches have been announced for this Melon Farmer?
Please, ooh, a fuck ton, actually. So announced for it so far are a triple threat ladder match. Ladder Wars, whatever the hell ROH calls it, for the ROH title with Matt Taven, Marty Scurll, and Jay Lethal. We've got the tag team.
Jeez, oh, brother.
Yeah, we've got the both tag team belts are up.
Yeah. Both. I'm a black guy doing a Macho Man gimmick. Yeah, and I'm going to do it like this because it's what I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah, not stupid. Anyway, so it's going to be
the Gorillas of Destiny or the IWGP champs. And it was going to be the Briscoes, but the Briscoes lost the belts to Villain Enterprise, PCO, and Brody King at ROH 17.
The Briscoes, some more MAGAs, but go on.
No, but they lost to Villain Enterprise.
That's still MAGAs. Go ahead.
Well, Villain Enterprise isn't because PCO is, you know, Canadian, French Canadian. Birger Ouellet, like that, he can't even vote.
And what, Brody King. What, Canadians can't be MAGAs?
No, they actually can't.
I'm sure they can't vote. But, oh.
How can he want to make America great again? He can't vote. He's just stealing Trudeau. Like, so it's going to be Villain Enterprise against the Gorillas. For both titles are up for grabs. It's going to be a triple threat for the IWGP Junior belt with Taiji Ishimori, the Bone Soldier, against Dragon Lee and Bandito, who if you watch, you know, CMLL or ROH, you probably know who most of those people are.
No,
if not,
the shit. Like, I can't even, because I'm going to bury you when you stop talking, but yeah, Dragon Lee is the shit, but continue.
No, Dragon Lee's great, and Bandito's fun to watch too. And then the last thing that I know was, well, two things were definitely announced. Castle challenged Roosh at ROH 17. And Jeff Cobb threw out an open challenge to Ospreay. So if Ospreay does not win the cup, then he wants it to be never open weight title and TV title for ROH up for grabs at the same time. So probably have two winner-take-all matches.
Nobody gives a shit, man. Like, this card is not making me moist whatsoever. And I know you and the 50 people that show up to the card, you all are going to go, and, you know, it's going to make you moist, and you're all going to nut your pants over this card. But there's nothing on this card thus far that is making me moist. I'm sorry. Like, I don't necessarily want to bury New Japan or Ring of Honor. I don't have any issues with either one of those promotions, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I wasn't hyping it up. Like, these matches are fantastic.
Well, they sure as shit sound like it.
Sure as shit sound like what? That they're fantastic? Or that I'm
apathetic? No, that you were hyping it up, you smug son of a bitch.
Because I was trying to be nice for the people listening in case they didn't know. Because the show's been sold out for 6 fucking months. So it doesn't matter. They ain't trying to sell nothing. They've got their 19,000 people or whatever the fuck they set up MSG for. They're good. The money's there. It's paid.
And all you mother farmers are going to be highly disappointed.
They could put on 6 monkeys juggling. It's fine. They got our money. We don't give a shit.
You got a point. It's going to be 6 monkeys versus Tokyo 3K. That's going to be your main event.
In Ladder Wars, yes.
Yes. That's going to be the main event.
Tokyo All Belts. That's what it's going to be.
Yes. That's what's going to happen here. Yeah.
Yes. And the last thing of note, now that you're back, is just the fact that Noah, Pro Wrestling Noah,
I was gone until you told them I was gone. So, way to go.
Which is fine. I'm okay with that. It's more fun. This is just an overly transparent episode. We don't even have fucking sound effects. Who cares? This is no rails. We're having fun. It's the Wild West. Wild West. It. Anyway, so yes, Pro Wrestling Noah had a free stream on their YouTube channel, and it went fairly well. Like, it had 2,000 live watchers, which isn't bad, because apparently that's usually around what AAA does on their Twitch live, and about 20,000... What?
Shut up, Twitch!
Okay, that's nice. But apparently 20,000 people watched the replay, so in the weekend that it was available before they took it down and just pieced it out to the different matches, about 20,000 non-Japanese people watched it. So that's nice that there's still some interest in Noah.
Whoa. How'd you get 20,000 from 2,000 YouTube views?
I said 2,000 people watched it live, but they left the replay up for the rest of the weekend. And by the time before the replay went down and they pieced it out to the separate matches on their YouTube, it was up to about 20,000-21,000 views, somewhere around there. And
shout out to Yoji Yamamoto for restreaming and rewatching it like 19,000 times. So
he couldn't because it was region blocked. People in Japan couldn't actually watch the stream. It was all foreign watchers.
Thank you very much to Mr. Roboto.
Did you really just refer to yourself as a foreign watcher?
Well, when I'm talking about, well, you said Yoji Yamamoto, so that would assume he's Japanese, which would make him not foreign to a Japanese, show. Jesus Christ! Just go to the next topic.
Mania season, and we're talking about this shit, but go on. Like,
I mean, if you saw Raw, you'd talk about fucking anything else, too. That okay, Raw did not.
Fine. Let's talk about Batista stealing Scarface's office and kicking fire ass Pro Bowl. Let's talk about that. Hey. Let's talk about Batista doing his best Tony Montana impersonation. Let's talk about that. Hey, fuck you, man. I don't kill any kids, man.
I'm glad you got some amusement out of his promo, because it was just kind of painful.
Hey, fuck you, man. Fuck the Diaz brothers, man. I'm retired.
Say hello to the bad guy.
I'm retired.
Platt, you ready for this one? As we transition into the next topic?
I don't know.
All right, let's take a pause for the cause.
Promotional
consideration. No! Play your own fucking part, asshole.
That's fantastic.
God damn it.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Why should you listen to the share shot?
The share shot? What the fuck are we? A social network? Welcome to the share shot. You can share all your wrestling pictures and shirts and monkeys juggling ladders. Hooray!
And pictures of share.
Site for news, reviews, and analysis with attitude. Bitch. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. Pew!
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
My name's Reba.
Oh, shit. This is a clusterfuck. Oh, fuck.
Let's kick it over to the preview. Or what is scuffling? Scuttling? Scuttlebutt?
Scuffling with Shade.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Chico?
Take the Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's the level of professional wrestler that Chico El Luchador is.
I'm Chico El Luchador, the greatest professional wrestler of all time.
So many points of view. So many ways to look at things. So many ways to dissect the career of Chico El Luchador. Scuffling with Shade. Three parts. Star-studded. And it just finishes with a match in a very small hotel room. Gentlemen, I'm not quite sure what to think of this. Chico, El Luchador.
Arriba! Cállate la boca.
You want to hear it for real?
Sure.
Wow, he just
that was awful.
You just shit all over your segment.
Word.
Fucking awful.
Word. Well, who asked either one of you? Like, this show has been awful. Like, what the fuck, man? I'm trying to bring some entertainment value to this bitch. Shit, I don't see you motherfuckers doing nothing. Where y'all at? Bring your entertainment to this motherfucker. Shit, goddamn.
There may only be three listeners to this podcast.
Where y'all at? I'm trying, goddammit. I will adhere to Andrew Snowflake Balls Belaz, who is our resident Chief El Luchador.
What? You don't have anything to say about Chico? You didn't see that video of him and the fan? Come on, that was incriminating. But you know the beautiful thing? Is the fact that the guy is wearing a mask. It doesn't have to be Chico. Maybe it's not Chico. Maybe it wasn't me. Maybe it's Shaggy, the guy who sang the It Wasn't Me song, pretending to be Chico in some weird Inception version of Shaggy It Wasn't Me because it's not Chico. It's never Chico because DDT yoga makes you feel the sting.
Well, it clearly wasn't you because the dude looked to be in shape. So there's that.
The one he was wrestling or the one portraying Chico?
Either way, it wasn't you, goddamn shit.
You didn't even see the video, did you?
It's that. No, goddamn.
I was about to say, because the guy he was wrestling is not in shape. I mean, round is a shape. That is true. But no.
It was no. You. I know that.
Maybe it was. You never know.
Was it
maybe,
you?
Maybe I was blackmailing Chico.
Was it you?
We went on a wonderful platonic date. It was great. And it's just like the little kid in Chico's in the outfield said, hey, it wasn't Chico.
Was it you?
Maybe.
Was it you?
Well, you have to watch part four to find out.
Was it you?
Buy Chico's merchandise.
Was it you?
Go to RockyRomero.com and buy all the Chico stuff.
Yeah, shout out to Rocky, but was it you?
Was it you?
Fuck no, it wasn't me, goddammit.
How do you know it wasn't you?
Because I was like 2 inches taller than the motherfucker in the video.
Bullshit. There's no yardstick. You don't know how tall he is.
I know how round he is, and I'm not nearly that round.
Maybe it was a fat suit.
Yeah, I don't wear fat suits. What the fuck would I wear a fat suit for?
Humpty Dance impersonation?
It's your chance, do the dance. It's the hump.
Humpty was skinny too. Shit, what the fuck, man? And he once got busy in the Burger King bathroom.
That's my favorite line of the whole fucking song.
Of course it is, because you gave somebody a hand job in a Burger King bathroom, so you can relate.
How'd you know? Was it you? Are we back to that?
I swear to God, it wasn't me. I know it wasn't me, goddammit.
I mean, we did get high that one time.
I've never got that high. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I showed her the Whopper.
Was it really her, though? Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't think it was her.
So does Rule.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Here we go.
Oh,
I felt like that should have went in there.
Jesus Christ, man. Roll to WrestleMania, and this is the you content we put out.
Kissing babies and hugging fat chicks.
Fat girls.
Yes, take the fish.
Excuse me, it's my interpretation.
Take the fish.
Don't hinder me nor gender.
Gender is fantastic.
I don't give a damn what y'all say, though. That promo or that program has been fire. The Triple H Batista thing. Like, I dug Batista's promo from Scarface's lounge or Scarface's office. Like, the only thing he was missing was a mountain of cocaine.
I get the reference. I mean, I just wasn't really a big fan of the way they positioned it. The whole going back and forth with Michael Cole, and Michael Cole's about as engaging as cellophane. So, like, I really didn't care. And Michael Cole's like, so, what do you mean? No, Triple H is, he's nice to me. I've known him for 20 years. It's like, what the fuck kind of delivery is that? And then you got Batista trying to do most of the heavy lifting. It just made the whole fucking thing awkward. That's what that one was.
But I thought that he carried it well, though. Like, yeah, Michael Cole didn't give him a whole lot to work with, but I thought Batista carried it well. Like, Batista's a star, man. Fuck what everybody else is talking about. Batista's that dude.
You're right. I agree with you that he's a star. Like, I like him in, basically, I haven't seen him in that one weird one where they were, like, spies or some shit, and he had, like, the fucking golden fist or whatever the fuck it was. I forget what the fuck that was called.
Oh, the man with the iron fist. That was a...
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
But most of what he's in, he's actually really, really solid actor. And if you go back to Ruthless Aggression, I don't think any of us would have been able to pick him out of, yeah, he's going to be the next actor from WWE.
Check him out. There's a movie on Netflix that he's in. It's called Bushwick. Like, the movie itself is hot garbage, but Batista's actually really good in it. So check that out, Bushwick on Netflix.
Reminds me of Wrong Side of Town with him and Rob Van Dam. Movie is straight garbage, straight fucking awful shit. But Van Damme and Batista are actually pretty good actors in it, if you can get past the fact that the rest of the movie is actually awful.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing. Now I'm going to look that up.
Mm-hmm. So I will watch your bad movie with Batista. You watch my bad movie with Batista. We'll call it a day.
Hey, man, sounds like a day to me, man. We'll fry some chicken and we'll holler at some maggas and we'll make it do what it do. We'll get her done.
So are maggas kind of like the new Jewish joke? And I'm only saying this on the respect of if you throw a red hat between the two of them, are they both going to fight over it to see who wears it?
I don't even understand where you're going with that. I like at all.
You know these jokes.
I use the word MAGA how, you know, how you all, when I'm not around, use the N-word. That's how I use MAGA.
So is that just your generalization for white people that you think are conservative?
Yeah, because it's not like you all generalize, you don't generalize people that look like me. Oh, okay, cool. Anywho, let the good folks know where they can find you.
I mean, you can find me not generalizing people because I'm not a prick like that. I'm an asshole, but I'm an equal opportunity asshole. I don't assume. That just makes me look stupid.
Hey, man,
anyway,
that's my tip.
What? Save me.
I ain't stuttered, motherfucker.
No, I just didn't hear you.
So, that's my shtick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you had ownership of it. I missed the copyright TM. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, so you can find me on the Twitter and IWC War Chief. And if you made it this far through the show, I'm fucking proud of you because I don't think I'd make it through this show.
Oh, Jesus Christ, a lot of this. Thanks, man. You all can find me on Twitter at The Real C Platt. More importantly than that, if you're still here, you obviously fox with us. So you might as well fox with us a little more and go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your official chair shot merchandise. Also, we're patrons now. Become a patron, please, and thank you, and please. Patreon.com/thechairshot. I apologize. BC, where can they find you?
What are you apologizing for first?
This was shit, man. This was the Trisla shit. That's what I'm apologizing for. I didn't want to say it, but you just made me say it.
Find me at PC Tunny.
Find him at PC Tunny. Yo, thank you guys for tuning in. Like, literally, like, from the bottom of my heart, like, pretty pleased with sugar on top. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. And I promise you, we'll be better next week. Because, goddammit, we can't get no worse. For the commission.
Yeah, it's true.
For Andrew, don't call me Snowflake Balls, but Laz, I'm Christopher Platt. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, shalom. Hit it, Carly. Son of a gun.